What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That was Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show yesterday morning for the front office report. And I think he made a mistake, Mego. He said that Cora and Veritek were joking about being at the White House next year. Actually, they were at the White House yesterday.
Well, we don't know that Cora and Tech were there.
Fair. That's
we know
true.
That some other members of the franchise were there. We don't know that Cora and Tech were there. We just have a video from President Trump's special assistant.
Yep.
And it shows a tour, seemingly, from several Red Sox players shaking the president's hand in the Oval Office.
Yeah, a line of guys walking through, shaking hands with the president, and that they got a tour of the White House yesterday while they are in Washington, D.C. to take on the Nationals today. I, for one, was a little stunned by it. I was a little drunk
when I saw this last night.
Did you think it was like from 2018 or whatever?
No, I just was, what is this AI video? Is this a deep fake? Why are the 43-45 record Red Sox at the White House right now? I understand I'm not a complete idiot.
Nope.
I understand that they're playing at Nationals today. Like, I understand they're seeing the Nationals today.
Sure.
Perhaps they just wanted
to go to Washington all the time.
Yeah. Maybe they're commending them for coming in last, like three out of the four, last year's.
Because
I mean, that's almost as impressive as winning a World Series.
That's true.
It's bizarre. I'm sorry. I've been trying to look up when have other teams that are not championship teams visited the White House and had it like publicly documented and met the president.
I don't know.
Why is the president meeting perhaps the most mediocre to bad team in baseball right
the
now?
The worst team. It would be, again, it's one thing if the team had just won the World Series the year prior, but like this team has been horrendous for years.
Irrelevant since before the pandemic.
Completely irrelevant. And I also understand why you might have thought it was AI video, since the one guy President Trump seemed to know was Brennan Bernardino.
No, I need to. Okay, some of the responses to this video.
Amazing.
I'm glad, like, there's so many times when I think, oh, I'm going to quit Twitter. Like, it's such a bummer. People are saying such gross things. The responses to this, one person saying, Trump saying, I know that, after Brennan Bernardino introduces himself, might be the biggest lie of his presidency.
Amazing.
Which, hey, those aren't my words. Those are from Cisapuedes Family Barbecue.
Joanna Cespedes Family Barbecue.
My bad. I was trying pronunciation live on air there.
Okay, you struggled with Giannis earlier. It's okay.
It's still early for me, dog.
Yeah, and it's a 4th of July morning. I get
But Those are their words, not mine.
Yeah.
But I'm dying.
My favorite is just
believing that Trump knows who Brennan Bernardino is.
My favorite though is just like somebody that it's no politics whatsoever. Why is a team that's 43-45 at the White House?
No, seriously. I want the backstory behind this. Somebody,
I don't know.
Somebody on the Red Sox beat is traveling with the team right now. I know
has
a lot of people are taking the weekend
Where's
off.
Bradfo?
Somebody has to be traveling in Washington, D.C. right now and find out how this got set up. Did somebody from Trump's office call the Red Sox?
Did they get invited?
You want me to try to effort Bradfo? See if he's up on 4th of July morning?
I doubt he is.
Yeah,
we don't need
him
to bother him.
I think
but
he's
I'm,
like up in Maine
I'm
anyways
kind of obsessed with this right now.
I am absolutely. I just, there's so many details that are completely unknown. Like even I looked at Cotillo's piece about this and it's just, he lists the guys that are in the video and then was like, yeah, Red Sox spokesman said that they were, they went and did a tour of the White House. And that's it. And it's like, that's all the information we have are the guys that went through the line shaking Trump's head. And then, yeah, they went on a tour of the White House. That's it.
It's very strange. And then amazing. I started going down a hole because I was looking, trying to figure out, hey, are there any other occasions when randomly a team has been in D.C. and decides to take a tour of the White House and ends up in the Oval Office shaking the president's hand? And I can't find really any occasions that anybody at least has written about in a very short search that I've had. But I have found a lot of interesting details about other White House visits. For example, did you know that Larry Bird, according to ESPN, didn't attend the White House ceremony when the Celtics visited President Ronald Reagan a day after winning Game 7 of the NBA Finals in 1984?
Interesting.
And
why not?
Reportedly, he told a reporter after the fact that the president knows where to find him.
That's such a flex.
Such
where you
a
say
bird
to the
move.
President of the United States,
he
like,
wants to meet
he knows where to find me.
He knows where to find me. I don't remember this. Do you remember that? I'm sure a lot of people do. I just personally, I don't. Do you remember Tim Thomas refusing?
Oh, that was
White
huge here.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Okay. I wasn't, I guess I was. Was I living here at the time? I was like part-time.
2011?
Yeah, he wrote in a Facebook post, quote, I believe the federal government has grown out of control, threatening the rights, liberties, and property of the people. This was not about politics or party, as in my opinion, both parties are responsible for the situation we are in as a country. Big shocker that that guy doesn't come around publicly very much.
Yeah, he
much
was hanging
anymore.
In his bunker.
He like, was he already a recluse.
He wanted nothing. Yeah, and he won his Stanley Cup, and he's like, all right, cool, I can go hang out in my bunker and retire. I'm done.
You'll like this one.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jordan didn't
MJ?
Join the Chicago Bulls, his teammates, in visiting George H.W. Bush at the White House in October 1999 to celebrate the first NBA championship mm-hmm. that he won with the franchise. Jordan played golf at Hilton Head, South Carolina that day instead.
Honestly?
Boss move.
I don't blame him.
If I had the chance
to play at Hilton Head, I'm not Michael Jordan, but if I had the chance to play at Hilton Head, I would do that too.
Is Hilton Head that special?
It's nice. It's really
yeah,
nice.
But I mean,
especially if that's where the RBC Heritage is. I think
he could probably play at Hilton Head anytime that he wants.
Oh, of course. He is probably a god in the Carolinas, so he can do whatever he wants. He's Michael Jordan. I wonder now if that, I know Keith and Jones did their top five Americans list before they went on vacation. I wonder if that knocks Michael Jordan down on Keith's top five Americans list.
Because he didn't go to the White House that
yeah,
first time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
think Michael
like
Jordan
he
was
went,
two.
Sounds
so.
Like he went subsequent times. So true. Just that first time he was like, eh, I got
Not
a tea
it.
Time.
Yeah.
I'd rather be golfing.
I'm filming Space Jam, sorry.
Did you know that Gino from UConn has a bedroom in the White House?
Wait, Gino Auriemma?
Has his own bedroom in the
what?
White House.
Do you,
like, do you like how I sidestepped that pronunciation? I was
yes.
like, I'm not walking into another one this morning.
Yep. As a UConn alum, yeah, that was easy for me.
So
layup, if
the
you will.
ESPN says that because the Huskies have visited the White House with such regularity, President Barack Obama at the time suggested making the Hall of Fame coach a tenant. He says, this is from Gino. How old is this article from? I got to say, it's probably from
7-8 years.
This is from right after the first Trump presidency.
Okay.
Yeah. So he says he's been in office for 7 years. We've been there 5. Gino said he said that I have my own room in the White House. I have my own bedroom in the White House. He says the president was kidding, we think, but he should have his own parking spot. Clever writing by
cool.
ESPN.
Yeah, why didn't you do that for the Patriots? Patriots went, what, six times in 20 years?
True. Well, you spread it out. It's more like in-laws that you don't see that often.
That's
so
true.
You don't need to set up. You just have a guest room.
Yeah, that's true.
Some nice hotels around there. W Hotels right there. Great rooftop bar. I don't think you'd want to stay at the White House. I think so you'd rather stay one of those presidential suites.
Since we're talking about the White House, did you also see this? Apparently, President Trump wants to set up a UFC fight on White House grounds.
What is? Are you sure that this is not this like is a on sports ball sack?
This is on ESPN. Okay. This is an article on ESPN. According to ESPN, President Donald Trump said Thursday that he's thinking of staging a UFC match on the White House grounds with upwards of 20,000 spectators to celebrate 250 years of American independence. What's more American than two dudes fighting in little clothes? Quote, we have a lot of land there.
Is he going to do this in the Rose Garden?
Well, I don't know. Also, where is the land in Washington, D.C.?
So there are a lot of open fields in Washington, D.C.
Are there?
Yeah, yeah. If you go down to what's called the National Mall, which yep. is the, they have huge swaths of green space around the Smithsonian, and the White House has like the South Lawn. So whenever sure. you see the helicopter or whatever landing and you know, see that footage, that there is a big lawn there. I don't know if it could hold 20,000 people, and it would be quite a sight to have a UFC fight by the White House.
It would feel very Roman to be having a UFC fight.
That's a great
at the White
way
House.
To describe it.
Right? Like, it would just be very kind of gladiator-esque to be having a UFC fight at the White House. I don't know how that would work. I don't understand the logistics of that. That seems like a nightmare, but I mean,
text line is trying to fact correct. Say, George Bush was not president in 1991. 99? Open your ears up. George H.W. Bush in 1991, not 1999. Yeah. 1991. That was the first Bulls championship.
Yeah, the original Bush, not the second Bush.
Yeah, the elder Bush.
Yes, the elder Bush.
Yes.
Not the one who throws absolute missiles on the mound. That first pitch, to his credit, one of the best first pitches of all time.
Is he our greatest baseball president?
Probably.
He's who do you think is so one of
they did say Teddy Roosevelt carried a big stick.
Yeah, well, we don't really know exactly what that means.
Yeah, it was more his policy, I think. But
Gerald Ford was considered the most athletic president.
Yeah, he played football
at Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan.
So I feel like JFK, people think he was very athletic because you always think of the Kennedys playing like backyard football, but he had a lot of neck and back problems.
Yeah.
Especially after World War II. So
yeah, I bet the younger Bush was definitely probably our best baseball president.
Best baseball president. Yep. Should we do emergency top five athletic presidents?
Oh, a Mount Rushmore of athletic presidents.
Is Obama
if we're gonna keep it American, a Mount Rushmore of athletic presidents.
Okay. I think you have to put Obama five because he
okay.
played so much basketball.
Sure,
so
he did
publicly,
play quite a bit of basketball.
Like he was.
His brackets every year were a big deal, too.
That's true.
Number four.
Who's our number four? We fell off real quick.
Hold on. Let's skip four. Because I think one and two have to be like Ford and Bush, right?
Ford and Bush, too.
Yep.
So we have three of five.
Okay. I don't know. How athletic was
Teddy Roosevelt?
He was thick.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt did like expeditions in the Amazon for months on end.
Yeah, and if you think about what was considered
a big boy.
If you think about what was athletic at his time, he was a rough rider.
That's
so
true.
He was probably an incredible horseman.
Ooh, I like that. Okay,
and he was great at hunting, but if you remember, he felt bad about shooting that bear because he found out it was a mama bear and the little bear cubs were around, and that's where the teddy bear comes from.
Interesting.
And he founded the national parks.
My great-grandfather went hunting with him.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, Jackson, you are a wealth of wild information.
I thought you were going to say, Jackson, you are a liar.
No.
I would never accuse Jackson of lying.
My grandfather was the top sharpshooter in the country around that time.
See, that's like a sport from that time.
Yeah, he did the competitions and stuff, and he went big game hunting with Teddy Roosevelt.
So Roosevelt number three?
Yep, in the
three
slot. Okay, we need a number four.
Ooh,
Jackson?
No, I got it. Abe Lincoln. He was supposedly a tremendous wrestler. I'm not kidding.
Wait, a tremendous wrestler?
Yeah. Look, I'm going to Google it right now.
You know, Abraham Lincoln. Lanky.
What?
He was long and lanky, yeah.
Yeah, but, so I just gave it a quick Google. Theodore Roosevelt, often cited as one of the most physically active, engaging in boxing, wrestling, and other sports.
Boxing is such an old-time president sport. Okay.
Oh, Eisenhower played football at West Point.
So here's what I have on Lincoln. Lincoln's wrestling style was described as a, quote, catch-as-catch-can. A more hand-to-hand combat-oriented style than modern wrestling. Lincoln's wrestling record is impressive, with one known defeat in a dozen years of competition, according to the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. Do we need to bump Lincoln up?
So, okay, so I just Googled most athletic presidents. Somebody's already done a top five. Would you like to hear their top five?
No, this is our own top five.
No, I know, but I wanted to just point out how similar the lists are.
Wait, okay, can we go through Jackson and just document, before you say that, what our top five is?
Okay,
number
so
five?
Official top five, Ford won.
We don't get the sound effects.
Number one.
Ford. Easy.
Absolutely.
With a bullet.
He played modern college football at University of Michigan.
Number two.
Number two.
The younger Bush.
Bush two.
Number three.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, let's go Teddy Roosevelt.
I mean, he's a boxer.
Yep. Hunter.
A rough rider.
Number four. Is this where we go Lincoln?
Yeah, we got to go Lincoln.
Okay, Lincoln
at four. He's in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame or whatever.
All right, Lincoln at four.
Number five.
And then did we have Obama at five just
we
for how much
Obama.
Basketball he played?
Okay. Somebody on the text line says Obama is disqualified from that list. He was ripping darts after every game.
Yeah,
I would argue that makes him more impressive.
Yes.
Yes.
100%. A guy who's ripping darts and drinking beers after doing something like
Hell
that.
Yeah.
That's why one of the reasons Larry Bird is so unbelievably impressive. Yeah. So I Googled most athletic presidents. This was the list that popped up. It was the very first response to the search. Ready? They're number one, Gerald Ford.
Yeah, of course, that's the obvious one.
They're number two.
Such casuals.
George H.W. Bush. Captain on the Yale baseball team.
Get out.
And Bush helped the squad reach the first two college baseball national title games in 1947 and 48, although the Bulldogs lost both times.
Do we got to knock the younger Bush off the list? We got the video.
No, the first pitch alone.
Though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to skip number three because it's the only one that's different. Number four is Teddy Roosevelt. So they have Roosevelt a spot down.
I'm proud of us for deciding Teddy Roosevelt on our own.
Apparently, Roosevelt boxed regularly, but until a serious eye injury, he then switched to judo and jiu-jitsu.
Wow. He was ahead of his time.
Yeah, yeah. Roosevelt, big time athlete. And then five, Barack Obama. So number three,
Jackson.
No. Dwight D. Eisenhower. Ike couldn't make the Army baseball team, but he was good enough to play both ways. He was the original Travis Hunter on the West Point football team.
What?
As a halfback and famously squared off against Jim Thorpe.
Get out!
Yep. An injured knee ended Eisenhower's football career, but he did pretty well for himself after that.
There's a lot of people who know about George H.W. Bush's Yale career.
Yale Hall of Famer. Still has the highest batting average for a first baseman in Yale's history.
No offense, but does that say more about H.W. or more about Yale baseball? Don't come at me, bro. I know there's a lot of Yale baseball people in the front office right now.
Okay, thought. What if we just put both Bushes at number two?
Two Bushes at two?
Yeah.
I guess.
Bushes, one selection.
I'm kind of mad that doesn't have Abe Lincoln on it.
I know.
I think our list is better.
I agree. I think our list is better. I'm impressed.
How about this? How about we put HW at two and we make Bush two honorable mention for first pitch?
Perfect. Yeah. Love that. I'm into that.
Okay. I think we need a trend.
Look at us. Top five American presidents, athletic presidents on the 4th of July.
You remember though, Trump's the champion at every golf club he owns.
That's true.
Yeah, but how athletic is golf compared to basketball, football, baseball?
Hey, we welcome debate.
That's true.
617-779-79-MEGO.
If you
want to chime in.
If you have an interesting presidential athletic fact, feel free to call in 617-779-7937. It's Mego and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, filling in for the Greg Hill Show. Right now, it's time to trend.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. Don't forget, tune in to the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show today at 10:05. The Sox hitting the road. They're taking on the Nationals this afternoon. First pitch for that one is 11:05 here on the 4th of July. They are in D.C., so they actually went and visited the White House yesterday. A video up on Twitter of some of the guys being able to go through and introduce themselves or meet President Trump. And they got a tour of the, or they took a tour of the White House, according to a Red Sox spokesperson. Wimbledon underway. I know nothing about tennis, but it's underway. Pretty crazy that the Ben Shelton match got suspended last night due to waning light.
Okay, what is further messed up about that is that both players in that match asked the umpire multiple times, checking in, saying, is this going to be suspended, as they were losing light. And then right before the end, then he calls it.
Why? That's ridiculous. If you're going to allow them to continue playing, just like finish it out. Ben Shelton, I believe, in the third set was up 2-0. I think that's how you say it. And he was leading in the third set 5-4. So he only needed, what, one more point to win? Because you have to win by two and it's 1-6. I think that's how that works. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not nil, it's love.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. You're right. My bad.
How dare you?
Sorry, I was thinking soccer. My fault. That's what's trending here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. More Mego and Shime filling in for the Greg Hill Show coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next, Mego and Shime here filling in for the Greg Hill Show on a 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to you. Hope you're enjoying the beginning of your long weekend. Getting ready for some nice weather. Today is supposed to be gorgeous out.
I think it's supposed to be an absolutely perfect day.
Yeah, I think the high is only like 80 and it's going to be sunny all day. So I'm happy for the people. Enjoy it out there. Let's take a couple calls. Matt in Connecticut has a fun athletic fact about Teddy Roosevelt. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, so Teddy actually essentially saved college football back in the early 1900s. they were getting ready to cancel college football because of all the fatalities. So he had a meeting with like the top universities, and they got their first like rules committee established and actually instituted the forward pass as a result to save college football. Without that, we might not have football today.
Interesting. Thanks for the call, Matt. I didn't know that there were so many fatalities in college football.
Okay. I don't know if that's accurate.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'm trying to effort and Google, and let's see. There's something on Reddit. NCAA was founded to protect college athletes from the brutality of early college football.
There's an article on the History Channel, How Teddy Roosevelt Saved College Football.
In 1904 alone, there were 159 serious injuries and 18 deaths.
What?
Wow, this feels very dark.
They didn't have pads back then, so I guess. And it was probably just like rugby, and they were just, holy smokes.
This is a part of history, I stand corrected, that I had no idea were the origin stories of college football.
His belief that the football field was a proving ground for the battlefield was validated by the performance of his fellow Rough Riders, who were former football standouts. Interesting.
The things you learn when you work on the 4th of July.
Teddy Roosevelt, big football guy.
Well, let's give an applause for Teddy Roosevelt.
Rough Rider. Why is an NFL team not named the Rough Riders?
Dude, that'd be so cool.
That'd be sick.
Rough Riders is one of the best names for a group ever.
Yeah. Imagine instead of like the Cincinnati Bengals, they were the Cincinnati Rough Riders.
Banner. Yeah, here we go. Let's see. It's his intervention in the sport's violent era, including the famous 1905 White House conference, ultimately led to crucial rule changes in the formation of the NCAA.
Hell yeah.
Man, do we need to bump Teddy up the list?
Might.
Does he need to go up to number two? I mean, he founded college football, essentially.
So we push the Bushes down and Teddy Roosevelt up.
Time we finish this show, the Bushes are going to be off the list.
No way.
There's too many people texting in about HW's Yale baseball career.
Yeah, apparently he's a Yale baseball phenom. Let's go to Chris in New Hampshire. What's up, Chris?
Good morning. Happy Independence Day.
Same to you.
Shime, I would tell you stick to golf, but you're no good at that either. As far as tennis, he wasn't 1 point or 2 point away from winning that match. The way tennis works is what you're reading there, the 5-4, those are games.
Ah.
In each game, it takes 4 points. You go 15, 30, 40, then the game, and you have to win by two, right?
Yep.
Each game you have to win by two. So, therefore, if his opponent won another match, it would be 5-5. They would have to play a 6-1, and then you have to win by two. So that match could go on for another hour.
Mm, okay. Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, I gotcha.
Why do they score it so stupidly?
I don't know.
Can we just make tennis scoring normal?
That's why volleyball is better.
Okay. You love everything volleyball. As part of the inaugural BC High volleyball team.
Damn right. First, one of the first ever captains of the BC High volleyball team.
Should have been the Washington Rough Riders.
Oh my God.
Do you know how much Rough Riders gear I would have?
Too much.
Like, I bought my first Washington jersey in probably literally 20 years.
Oh, yeah, you got a Jaden Daniels jersey,
I didn't buy it. My husband got it for me for Christmas.
That's a great
gift. Much protest, because I said, there's one thing I want. I want a Jaden Daniels jersey. And he kept saying, he's going to get hurt. He's going to be the next RG3. He's going to get hurt, and then you're going to be mad. And I got it, and the first time I wore it, they won the first playoff game that I've seen them win in the ages.
That's awesome.
And they
beat the Lions,
but
too.
Imagine if that was a Rough Riders jersey.
I know. They could have done so much better than Commanders.
It sucks. Commanders sucks. It's been a couple years now.
It sounds like a Madden expansion.
It hasn't gotten better. Like, I thought maybe I would like normalize the name to me after a while, and it would become second nature to be saying these are my Commanders. It sucks.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
I low-key loved Washington football.
Everybody did. It was ironic.
It was
like a hipster football name.
Which is why it was so good.
It was so silly.
Phenomenal.
Who's they didn't winning? Have an actual the name. Football team.
The football team.
So good.
Oh, it was so much better.
Yeah, it was still like a candidate up until the end for one of the names. I wanted Red Wolves because I love wolf dogs.
Yep.
But an issue with that is people in the Maryland region have a problem saying wolf. As you can hear from me.
When you say Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, I can't really pronounce the L well.
Yeah.
And most people around Maryland can't either. Wolf. So it'd just be the Wolfs. You know, and that'd be a little ridiculous.
Kind of awesome.
But we already have the O's. And if you meet people from Baltimore, it's like the O's.
The O's.
Got to go to the O's game. So you might as well just toss another team in there where we can't pronounce it.
The rest of the country can pronounce it. Why do you have to?
Yeah, exactly. Say their name, you know?
617-779-7937. Mego and Shime here filling in for the Greg Hill Show on a Friday, 4th of July edition. Mego, but we started talking Red Sox, got a little bit derailed by athletic presidents. But I wanted to ask you.
Got derailed by athletic presidents. Ridiculous.
That's never been said before. I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on the idea that the Red Sox might actually add at the trade deadline, because I think it was 2 weeks ago now, Craig Breslow was on the Front Office Report on our show, on the Greg Hill Show, and he talked about, Greg asked him point blank, are you going to be buyers or sellers? And Craig kind of danced around that answer. Since then, he has been on Nesson a couple of times. Sam Kennedy has been on Nesson. Sam Kennedy then joined us yesterday, and they're trying to hone in on making it seem like at least the answer is yes, they are going to add. Do you buy that? Do you believe that? Do you expect them to add at the trade deadline?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And it may just be that I have a sour taste in my mouth from the way that that game ended against the Reds. I mean, giving up the 3-0 lead and
the
just
seventh inning with a grand slam.
Absolute comedy of errors.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That those finals innings held in that game. Like, I know that they're going to say, hey, we want to see what happens in this upcoming series against the Nats, what happens in the series against that, against the Rockies after that. And then they're going to hold out promise of how are the young kids going to look? How is it going to look when Alex Bregman comes back? I just think that they probably are looking at the season overall and saying, we gave a real investment into this roster going into the season. Like, we invested in bringing in Bregman. We invested in Garrett Crochet. And then we got to the start of the season, and it wasn't very good baseball-wise. And then it turned into an utter catastrophe with Rafael Devers. And you'll be lucky if we extend Bregman and just trade Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the writing on the wall. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll be actual spenders. But, like, Shime, can you even recall a time when you would say they were real buyers at the deadline? Like, would you call I know Kyle Schwarber.
That's
that
the only
year,
one.
Like, we look back, hindsight, and say that was
a big
buy.
But didn't they also kind of ride the fence that year?
We all thought they rode the fence that year.
Yeah.
We all thought that they should have done more.
Yeah, I can't recall the last time they were legitimate, full-on buyers at a trade deadline. But, look, I think if this team's above 500 come the All-Star break, I think there's a chance they add. I don't think it'll be significant. I don't think, you know, you're not going to go out and trade for some massive name. But I think you could add smaller pieces, which isn't great. It's not going to get anybody excited. But they're going to attempt to make this team better. That's their goal. I don't think that they will be full-on sellers, which I guess is a good thing. I don't really know. Again, it feels very much like they're going to ride the fence. Like, maybe they'll trade Aroldis Chapman, but maybe they'll bring in, I don't know, like Matt Olson or something. So it's like, okay, there's a positive, and then there's a big negative. And it's like, what matters more to you? What do you want
Doesn't
more?
Doesn't fence like, writing feel like the best-case scenario for the trade deadline?
Yeah, which sucks. That's so dumb.
Am I being too doom and gloom? I just think that they're sitting here. I know that they just got a nice tour at the White House with the president.
Sure,
but they're a 43-45 team. And you can't even get Sam Kennedy to commit to, as much as Chris Curtis tried, if they're under 500, but technically still in it, still have a chance, are they going to be buyers? Like, they won't answer that.
No, they won't.
Said if they're over 500, they'll add. But if they're under 500, even if they're under 500, they could still be in it.
And the crazy thing is they're only 2.5 games back of the wild card, even though they're 2 games below 500. So, like, my thought is okay, you have a decent schedule coming up here that you can kind of handle. If you can somehow come out, if you by any kind of remarkable moment come out 7-3 out of this 10-game stretch, right? And that puts you at 50-48. Are then you just beat buyers after the All-Star break?
It's true.
Like, you have to be. At that point, you're in the hunt for the wild card.
They basically declared that they will be.
Yeah, which it's just, It seems so odd, though, that the next 10 games would play such a role in whether you're a buyer or a seller, right? Like, if you, oh, yeah, 500, we're only two games below 500, but if we get over that, we'll be buyers, and if not, we'll be sellers. Like, that to me, there. If you're going to be buyers just over 500, why are you not buyers just under 500? You should just be
it's
a buyer.
All about, you know, it's all about the context of, like, it should be about the context of how the team is playing.
Yeah,
like,
true.
What they look like, how the pieces are coming together. But I think if we're being honest with ourselves, it's probably going to come down to what the computer simulation says is most likely.
What's our probability to reach the playoffs? Is it high enough?
And when Sam Kennedy says he can't say whether there'll be buyers or sellers, he can't commit to what they're going to do at the trade deadline, I think that's actually true. But then I would really like for him not to say, but we're already joking about the White House visit that we're going to have.
Yeah, what are we
the
doing?
Other White House visit we're going to have after we win the World Series. Like, that's where Sam Kennedy just totally loses me, because he goes too far. It's like, dude, you can just say, like, we want to see something better from this team, and we're not pleased with the effort in that final game, and we won the series, but we didn't feel like we put it together the way that we wanted to. But then he goes too far, and he starts talking about White House visits, and it's not even a conversation that he's in. He's talking about how Alex Cora and Veritek are joking about that, and it's like, it doesn't really sound like it's your joke to share, you know?
I don't get it. 617-779-7937. Mego and Scheim here, filling in for the Greg Hill Show on the 4th of July. More Sox talk coming up next here on Boston Sports Original.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
UEEI. Mego and Scheim here, filling in for the Greg Hill Show on the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to everybody out there listening on this beautiful Friday. It's going to be a gorgeous day, so I hope everybody enjoys their cookouts, enjoys their beers out in the sunshine. It's going to be a wonderful day for all of that. I've been talking a little bit of Red Sox here in the second hour on top of our athletic presidents. Let's go to Bob in Warwick wants to talk about Sam Kennedy. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Mango and Shine. Kennedy is a puppet of John Henry. That's all he is. He's always, everything is going to be better. He's a puppet. And the guy that the organization has as manager is the moron, Cara. They should get rid of him. But the problem is, if they pick Veritek to be the next manager, the best thing he ever did was, well, the most notable thing he ever did, I should say, was hit Alex Rodriguez in the face. Mm-hmm. And he's no rocket scientist. Okay. Veritek, so.
Thanks for the call, Bob.
Do you think Bob ever went to sleep last night?
I don't know. He's called this morning show, I believe now 4 days in a row, with the same take.
So that same hot take?
More or less. Alex Cora's an idiot. The Red Sox stink. He's not a Red. He hates the Red Sox.
Is the tech piece a new spin?
Yes, the tech piece was a new spin, but it makes sense.
He flipped it and reversed it.
He's not a Red Sox fan. He kind of likes the Yankees, more so just because the Yankees beat the Red Sox so many times. That's kind of what he says.
Okay.
So
I regret to inform you he calls all of the other day parts.
Oh, interesting.
Well. at least the midday show he's been calling as
thank
well.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
So I'm just worried about Bob.
Yeah, I just want Bob
to feel good.
I hope he's having a good 4th of July.
It sounds like he is.
Yeah, it's true. He got started early, like I said.
It's important to sleep and stay hydrated.
Mego made fun of me because I said, today you can start drinking at 8 a.m.
I don't think
Bob started earlier.
I don't think there's a lot of occasions to start drinking at 8 a.m. I got to be honest. I'm not usually
Marathon
like,
Monday.
I'm not usually this much
Saint
of a...
St. Patrick's Day.
Of a like straight edge kid. Mm-hmm. But I think drinking at 8 a.m. usually does not hold great outcomes.
You got to be a marathon drinker.
I'm like, do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where they like, I think it's Lenny has chalk on the ground and it's like drinking time and they're waiting for the sun to move across a certain point in the sky for the shadow. That's how I think of my drinking.
So my normal rule of thumb is as soon as McDonald's has changed over to the lunch menu, it's okay to start drinking.
But now they do breakfast all day.
Yeah. But you can't order lunch until 10:30.
10:30.
Yeah. So once it hits 10:30,
it feels
you can
like
start
a
drinking.
Low standard time.
To be fair, it used to be 11. Now it's 10:30. That has always been my general rule of thumb on when it's acceptable to start drinking.
Because McDonald's moved it up, you've also moved up your rule.
Yeah. If you can start having lunch at 10:30, you can start drinking at 10:30.
Go as McDonald's does.
That's just been my general rule of thumb over the years. That's all.
I usually feel 5 o'clock. Like 5 o'clock is general for me.
Somewhere.
If it's sometimes like special occasion, I'll do 4. Man. But I gotta.
Were you just never a big day drinker?
I can't do it. I've talked about this multiple times on air. Actually,
yeah.
Like I obviously occasions of other people's weddings, getting ready with the bride, or obviously tailgating, especially for like big noon football games in college. But it's always a struggle bus for me. So at this age, at this point in my life, there's rarely a reason when I'm going to like voluntarily start drinking anytime before afternoon.
For years, my friends and I had a day, generally late July, early August, where we would wake up at like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. We would make breakfast sandwiches on the grill and we would start drinking. And it was we had a big... have you ever played Beer Die?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a massive Beer Die tournament.
It sounds like it would be good in the moment. I just know the thing that I'm trying to avoid is taking a nap and waking up hungover at 5 o'clock at night.
See, you don't need to take the nap.
It's the worst feeling.
I need to take the nap
because I'm not going to be able to make it.
Fair. Okay. Yeah. See, as a man of larger size for most of my life, it was... You know, good pacing with beer. You don't get crazy. Don't dip into the hard alcohol. It's just light beers all throughout the early parts of the day. And make sure you're mixing in plenty of food, a little bit of water, plenty of food, really kind of soaks up that alcohol. And then you can really kind of get after it in the late half of the day with whatever your heart desires, whether you're busting out, as I've done before, a bottle of Grand Marnier and everybody's doing shots of Grand Marnier.
Oh my God.
Or it's, you know, your choice of whiskey or tequila or vodka, whatever your.
Yeah, I'm not built for it. I'm a kind of a lightweight. If you,
Sean, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
we can even tease it for the next segment.
Okay.
What's the longest you've gone without drinking?
What's the longest I've gone without drinking?
I feel like this is taking a dark turn.
Oh no, months. I mean, when I started Awaken last year, I went probably 3 months.
Did it make you feel any different?
So I don't drink all that often anymore anyway. Like, so I've never been a I drink every day guy. I'm more of a binge drinker, which is just like a social.
You're supposed to admit to that.
It's a social binge drinking thing. Like,
I like how you were on your high horse at the beginning of that statement. You're like, I've never been a drink every day kind of person. And then I'm more of a binge drinker.
No, I know what I am. Like when I go to party, like I'll drink a ton, but then like I could go 3 weeks or a month without having another drink and not care. Like, it's fine.
I'm a very social drinker.
Yeah, same. Like,
so
I
probably will have a couple drinks with friends and otherwise take it or leave it.
I have had like a beer at my house maybe twice in the last like calendar year. Yeah, it's just, yes. I don't know. Well,
true American hero.
He asked the question, so I just figured I'd answer. That's all. 617-779-7937. We see a couple of your calls lined up. We'll get to those coming up next year. And then, Mego, it's time to jump into some football after we get to these calls. Mego and Shime here filling in for the Greg Hill Show on this happy 4th of July to everyone out there listening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.